Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Name, image, likeness legislation. If you're not familiar with it, it's an opportunity for collegiate athletes and people in college to be able to be paid for the use of their name, their image, their likeness. They can endorse products. They can do all kinds of different things. And the legislation, initial legislation that was introduced, kind of hampered our universities here in the state. What is really blown up to be something, I think, much bigger and is going to be a much bigger problem to manage than we ever intended, required our legislation to change. Otherwise, we would be at a competitive disadvantage here, and we'll talk to Pat Connick about that. We'll also visit briefly with Donovan Levicari, attorney for the Fraternal Order of Police. A lot of changes in policy in the NOPD. One big change, 12-hour shifts. We'll talk about where most of the officers, what they feel about switching to 12-hour shifts. And I'll talk a little bit about a process that we went through in Jefferson Parish. Of course, the time was a little different. I applaud the move, and we'll talk more about why. So give us a call, 504-260-1870 on No Filter Friday. I did want to say this. There was a press release issued by the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs. We love our veterans. We always think about our veterans. We always make sure to thank our veterans for their service to this country. We would not be what we are, who we are, where we are today without our veterans. The Southeast Louisiana Veterans Healthcare System will host a job fair to recruit candidates for administrative positions at the Veterans Medical Center in New Orleans. This hiring event for these positions will occur from 8 a.m. to noon on May 14th at the Veterans Medical Center in New Orleans, 2400 Canal Street. The event is open to the public. Parking is available in the patient and visitor parking garage, Galva Street entrance. VA representatives will conduct interviews and make job offers to top candidates. The Southeast Louisiana Veterans Healthcare System Human Resources team will also share information about current and upcoming vacancies within the healthcare system and how to apply for positions. Attendees could bring a copy of their resume, two original forms of ID, Social Security cards cannot be laminated, your DD-214 and disability letter, if applicable. They have approximately 45 positions to fill, and they're looking for professionals with a strong sense of public service, said the Medical Center Director, Fernando Rivera. We need the best and the brightest. You can go to their website, www.neworleans.va.gov. That's www.neworleans.va.gov. So give us a call, 504-260-1870. The other day, the DEA administrator granted an interview talking about the threat of fentanyl to this country. And very much so laid out the entire scheme of how fentanyl gets to this country. And articulated, I guess, maybe disappointment or failures of this country in addressing same. And it's really hitting our universities hard right now. In fact, two Ohio State University students passed away last Thursday and Friday, and the school was compelled to issue a safety message to their college campus and community warning about fake Adderall pills. They didn't release the official cause of death, but obviously they do know that there was fentanyl involved in these Adderall pills that were laced. There's also a third student that's been hospitalized and released. These fake Adderall pills are popular on college campuses. It's often prescribed for people that have attention deficit hyperactivity disorder or ADD attention deficit disorder. You can get it by prescription, but a lot of students obviously feel that they are able to focus more and study more effectively for longer periods of time by taking this drug. Those with ADD and ADHD, that's how they, one of the reactions to the drug. But it gives a little bit of a peek and a view of what's going on and what's happening and the warnings that we should be giving our kids each and every day about taking something that they don't, if it doesn't come from a legitimate pharmacy pursuant to a prescription, don't take it because you don't know what you're taking. And the problem with these stimulants right now is because of the popularity, we're passing this around as though it's like candy. So, you know, this synthetic opioid, which is what fentanyl is up to 100 times stronger than morphine. And the opioid fentanyl deaths in this country is absolutely out of sight. It's going crazy. So the DEA administrator, Ann Milgram, granted CBS News a interview, and she talked about how and where fentanyl originated. And it's China. And all of the precursor chemicals, the ingredients that are needed to make fentanyl, these materials are made in China. They are then shipped to guess who? The Mexican cartels. DEA has seized about 2,100 pounds of precursor chemicals from January 2021 to March 2022. It's enough to make 1 billion potentially lethal doses in the United States. 1 billion. We're only a country of 340 million. They've seized enough precursor chemicals to kill everybody in the United States more than twice. So if you don't think this is a problem, you don't think this is an issue, wake up. And it's definitely something to be concerned about. So we're fighting this on two fronts. How do we deal with the Chinese? We don't have this warm and fuzzy relationship with them, right? If you are a conspiracy theorist, maybe you might be a little skeptical of what's happening here. And obviously, the Mexican cartels. You've heard me talk about the woes, the crisis. Of course, this administration refuses to use that word of what's going on at the southern border. It's bigger than people. It's about control of a whole lot of different things that affect our lives in this country. And unless and until we wake up and recognize what's happening, this problem's going to get bigger and bigger and bigger, and we're not going to know how to handle it. So the relationship between these Chinese chemical companies and the criminal cartels in Mexico, we know about it. We're having trouble figuring out how to develop a strategy to disrupt it, which highlights the disruption that should be going on at the border. Because once she, as the DEA administrator pointed out, once it reaches the border, it's too late. Yeah, exactly. We need to be working with Mexican authorities and in the takedown of the Mexican cartels as much as possible at this point in time, because death is knocking at our door every day. 3/4 of teen overdose deaths in 2021 involved fentanyl. The most drug overdose deaths in this country ever. And the irony here is that most of these kids, they're not looking for fentanyl. They're just buying drugs that are laced with fentanyl because they really want to have a repeat buyer. They're not intending for this to happen because they'd be killing their market, right? But the fact of the matter is there's no QAQC, quality assurance, quality control, and you can put a pencil point worth of fentanyl on a pill, and it could be toxic enough to kill you. Those are the challenges. The question is, do we have the desire to continue this battle? This is not the traditional model. And that's why let's focus on what I said earlier. These kids are not looking for fentanyl. And a lot of people that are dying are not looking for fentanyl. We just heard of some marijuana cases last week that were laced with fentanyl. They weren't looking for fentanyl. They were looking for weed. But when you're buying these drugs on the black market, so to speak, out on the streets of the city, you don't know what you're buying. And that's why this makes this battle and this fight just a little bit different. Not to mention the strength of fentanyl and the difficulties there is for law enforcement in the handling of this material. You get it on your hands and it absorbs in your bloodstream. It could be fatal, and it has been fatal. But this DEA, our law enforcement in this country, if you talk to them privately, they all talk about what's going on at the border or what's not going on at the border that needs to be going on at the border. This is much bigger than people. And the sooner that we come to this realization, the better off we'll be.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.